Welcome to this Christmas edition of the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And I have with me here tonight...
Hello, Trader Nogo. Figure I hijack Informant Podcast and offer holiday wishes to everybody. Big thing for traders is there's no trading going on. Zynga, fix it. Get on the job and get us some trading. In the meantime, Mig Chainsaw Chester say goodbye to Mafia Wars for a while. We've been sitting on some of his fans leaving comments on the rant line. So I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to some of these rants.
Hi, this message is for Chester. This is your drinking bud, Frank Gagnon. Just wanted to leave you a quick message before you left the show forever, and that I do believe that I think you owe me some beer or something. I'm sure that alcohol is involved, or maybe some money. Yeah, I think it's money and beer. Hey, you take care of yourself, Chester. Take care of that family of yours.
Chester, I know for sure you're coming back, so... I'm coming back, John. A nice joke. Well, that's about it. Slacker.
My tip is for Tester. This is Mia. Very sad to see you go. There's no big crying. So terrible. But your family's busy. You are awesome for giving all this up for them. So good luck to you. Gonna miss you. Love ya. Take care. Aloha.
Hello, this is Ice Queen. Gonna miss you. Bye.
Hey, Chester, otherwise known as the Ass Hat of all Ass Hats. You will be missed, my friend. Thank you for all you've taught me, your friendship, your confidence. And most of all, thank you for teaching me all these dirty words and what they mean. May you live long and prosper, asshat.
Okay, well, it's Frank again, and I am driving on a country road out in the middle of nowhere. But, hey, my rant, now that I've listened to the new podcast, which I never do on Monday night, I always do it on Tuesday, but everybody said I had to listen to it tonight, and I thought I was going to be so excited that Mike was going to finally be let out of the hopper. And you know what? He wasn't. God damn it. Now that you have no angry voice in there of Chester, I think you ought to have at least the drunk guy chime in and participate, and, you know, I think you ought to unshackle him and bring him on the show. He's one of the most interesting guys out there. Granted, I think alcohol has a lot to do with that, but I'd really like for the rest of the community to hear about Mike. But nonetheless, I thought the last show was wonderful. I thought it was very informative. I love the fact that you guys brought in some information that, had to swerve around the cat there. But I thought it was great that you brought out some information that could help out some younger players. And just as a just from personal experience, we tend to forget a lot of the newbies and the people that have been playing for a short while, still trying to thumb their way around through the game. And I thought it was great that you brought up stuff that we haven't talked about in a long time. But anyway, have a good night. First of all, Miss Pac doesn't look anything like Janna. Janna is like 9 billion times hotter. Have a great night, guys.
Yes, Trader Nogo, very sad, Mig Chainsaw Chester leaving. Especially sad that Nephew has also chosen to go on long vacation. Not sure what the correlation is, but, oh well. you know that sometimes crew can't always get it right, and the fans are the first ones to point out when there's been a problem. Listen to these couple of rants.
Hey, Pistol Pete, I'm listening to episode 69 of the Informant Podcast, and you're making an error as it relates to the fight ratio. When you fight in New York, if you hit the single attack, your chances for getting loot are 1/5 of the power attack. When you hit the power attack, you have 5 times a chance of getting loot. Thus, when you fight in Brazil and you use it 5 times, you do get 5 times the loot because that was the time the loot was supposed to fall. However, when you use it 25 times, that would be 5 times the power attack in New York. Your chances of getting loot are the same, and if the loot does drop, you get 5 of them. I hope that explanation is understandable. I hate Zynga as much as the rest of you. But on this particular issue, I don't think we have a leg to stand on. The fighting in Brazil is unfair in terms of the amount of fights counted and the amount of victory coins earned. But there is no issue with loot drops.
On your podcast, you asked about the verbiage on when you win or lose fights, and I've done extensive testing on it, and if it says almost or narrowly, you're within 200 skill points of winning the fight. If it says close, that ranges between 200 and 2,000 points. We've done this by other players that we know what our scores are. If it says close, we'll have them go attack until it says narrowly and then work our way up the line. So if it says narrowly or almost, you're within 200 points, skill points. We've also found that the difference between weapon scores and skill points is over level, say, 700 or so, is about 10 to 1. Skill points count more. It seems to be a different formula for the low levels. I don't know if that's so or not. That's all the information I have, though. Hope it helps.
Hi, this is Mark, and I've been a regular player for over a year. And it's not so much a tip as a rant. I have been regularly getting the irregular behavior in your game actions when I send gifts. I've tried to talk to Zyga about this, and I get nowhere with it. I don't use the bots. I don't use any of your marklets or any of those sort of things. So, I mean, I shouldn't be in danger of anything. I'm just a high-energy player that plays a lot, and I try to send gifts all to my members, and they're harassing me constantly, and I'm afraid they're going to shut me down, and I get no help. And I know you people have some contacts, maybe you can tell them this is something that their system is causing problems with. I love the Informant Podcasts, and I hope you keep going. Thank you.
And then sometimes, there's just those fans that go above and beyond. Listen to these couple of clips.
Hello guys, how y'all doing? This is Sushant, remember me? First off, I wish all of you at the PAC a very happy Easter and hope you had your tasty eggs sunny side pop up. And I want to appreciate Peter's effort for trying to make a call to arms on the Zynga forums, because I believe that a revolution within the MW community is what we need right now. A call to arms, basically. Jen, if you're listening to this, I would really like to share my sorrow over the loss of your cat. I lost my pet parrot too last night to a hawk while my parrot was feeding. And next one's for Chris. So Chester, if you're here, I believe you are a bit of a traveler, and I'd love to know when you're visiting India. Because if you're ever in Mumbai, don't just hesitate to give me a shout-out. I'll show you around. And hello, Jana. Sorry to ignore you in this, but I'll have a message for you the next time I call in. So, guys, take care and keep the good work up. Bye.
Hi, guys. I love your show, and I love Mafia Wars. I just want to tell you, okay, so I work at a certain coffee house. It's, I don't want to mention the name, but let me tell you this. It starts with an S. It's like a point on a constellation and a group of male deer, if you can figure that out. So after work, I'm so frustrated with dealing with customers all day that I like to sit down and relax and play my Mafia Wars. And I'm like, here's your iced dulce frappuccino. Oh, you want a mocha? How about a mocha on ice? I love playing Mafia Wars. It's like my most exciting thing ever. And I just want to say I love what you guys do. I'm not a violent guy. I just like to get high on life and weed. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I just said that. Oh, I love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Oh, hi, yes, Trader Noga. Hi, how you doing? Just want to say, I got a trade for you. I want to know if you accept. I got 100 missile launchers and 100 bighorns. And I was wondering if you could give me those beats, by the way. In my country, we don't have beats, by the way. I would love a nice shiny pair of beats, by the way. How about Mafia Wars dog tags? Yeah, those dog tags, we spend $1,500 to get a cheat. Gee, $50 said dog tags. Me go machine, get that for a quarter. What's Zynga thinking? Oh, me upset. Me upset. Makes me want to disable my game. Just do it. And those bookmarklets. Oh my god, Sparklets, get me banned for using them. Got my account disabled. Because I did, TacX. On my mini account. They disable me. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? Well, for now, take care. I'll come back, and you let me know you sent my trade. You sent my trade, you let me know. Thank you, Trader No Go. Have a good day. Bye.
No Go! No Go!
I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I'm hoping that you got to enjoy the entire show.
I guess that's about it for this show. Wrap it up quick, call it a night. So have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you later.
From our family here at the Informant Podcast to yours.
Good tidings to you and your family this holiday season.
We wish each and every one a very Merry Christmas
and a wonderful New Year. Been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
from us here at the Informant Podcast to y'all.
I think it's going to sound really cute.
Have your eggnog and drink it too.